My father has a greenhouse. He's a florist. And didn't occur to me till fairly recently that that was a poetic subject. So I wrote a poem about flowers. I worked in the greenhouse a lot, of course. Most flower families do that. They're usually mom and pop type operations. This poem is called Flowers in a Life, and it comes in 9 sections, but I'm not going to read the parts. Usually those numbers that strikes me are just a way of avoiding form. So I'll just read it without the numbers. Flowers in a Life. Always back to the flowers. They were the earliest thing. My father in his greenhouse for 40 years, surrendering season after season to roses. The Austrian growers were muddy as roots. They chewed tobacco and spat on the ground. I spit, and they laughed. My clear spit settled like a drop of thick water on the ground. Their spit was brown and flecked with sharpness. So many years in the mines of horticulture, so much swallowed earth. I thought, when I grow up, I'll spit dirt too. Don't call it dirt, the old grower said when I played at his potting table. This is earth this year. Rosebuds on a plate. Flowers never seemed feminine before. Only men in the greenhouses, surrounded by a million pink blossoms. But I was surrounded by flowers, a small honorary male in a man's world. I could watch for hours. I'd assumed flowers had blood in their veins, but even I understood the orchid is a bloodless creature. Nothing will ever be so white again. Their coolness, the damp heat of their mansions. I noticed this too. Only the rich asked to see the orchid house. The florist must be a businessman in the midst of flying pollen, odor, a desire for sleep. He knows money does not fade like the flower. I found lilacs on my own, coming home from school like everyone else. The national flower was a private odor. Dying, we will each one day see the lilac flare up with its flask of stars. At the center of the anemone, loveliness stops. It disappears, tightens, blackens, bristles, balls itself into a furry mound of privacy. Does every woman want to be beautiful? Not beautiful, but a flower, the black knob of furry sex finally exposed through the damp petals of red, of purple, white, through the thrilling amber to the black cat of privacy. You as a flower, you and myself, who am something reaching to. If I could hold up one thing to show you what I mean about myself lately, it would be this yanked out Swedish ivy, potted in pure air, no water, no earth, and yet not dying either. But I wanted to show you yourself for once. The flower has no name. It has long life. Its father was a tree in Colorado. The blossom itself must be yellow and shivers like a windbell. It cannot remember its roots, but they are knotted like a tree's and heavy. It has the odor of dirt like a new mushroom. Like the moss rose, it opens its bright face to the sun early and is alone in joy. We have loved flowers and poems about flowers. You told your mother to plant a lilac over your grandmother's grave because it is the poet's flower. You read me the old man's poem about the asphodel to make me love you again. So if I call you a flower this one time, I have reason. I've always been accurate in my heart, where your name, that gold wand, has swept the air before me so long. I love you. I love the yellow rose. I'm at home with flowers and will begin this life, like every other one, with the blossom held out to the flaming mountain.